Mr. Burton?
Yes?
Dave Stafford.
Oh, come in, Stafford. I've been expecting you. And you're everything I expected. Do you think you can help?
I've sold everything from watered stock to gold bricks.
In this case, Mr. Stafford, you're going to have to sell yourself to a whole town called North Fork.
All you said in your letter was that the railroad was putting in a spur and...
That's correct. It's either coming here or to North Fork. Your job will be to see that it doesn't go to North Fork.
By ingratiating myself with the townspeople?
That's the general idea. I prefer you didn't use your gun. But if necessary... Thank you. Come spring, the town council of North Fork will choose someone to go talk to the railroad people for them. I'd like that someone to be you.
Mr. Burton, the people of North Fork just got themselves a representative. Favoring wind.
Due east.
You've got a good wind finger, Mark. What does due east mean?
Spring rain's coming on?
That's right. There is a new storm brewing.
You sure know a lot about a lot of things.
Well, you will too, son, when you get to be an old man like me.
Morning, Mark. Lucas.
Morning, Dave.
Hi, Mr. Stafford.
Hi.
Buy yourself a ranch yet?
I haven't found the right parcel yet.
You know, when you're... planning on settling in a town, buying yourself a spread's a pretty important decision to make. Bet I must have talked to most everybody here in North Fork about it.
Care for a cup of coffee?
You just read my mind.
People around here don't usually warm up to strangers, Dave.
But they sure have taken a liking to you.
I like people. People like me. It's, sort of catching, I guess. You know, Lucas, I got a lot of faith in this town. And that railway spur should really boom our cattle shipments.
When you get to Yuma, you'll convince those railroad men that we should get the spur instead of Center City.
Now, hold on now, Mark. The council won't decide that till tomorrow. Anyway, I think Dave here's the best choice. He already knows some of those railroad people.
Well, if they do send me, I'll want the benefit of your thoughts, Lucas. We're all interested in what's best for North Fork.
You bet, Mr. Stafford. Best for North Fork and worse for Center City.
After due consideration, we've decided that our interest can best be served by a man who's already got his stake planted here in North Fork, Lucas McCain.
You're going to Yuma, Paul.
Congratulations, Lucas.
Thanks, John.
Dave, you were our second choice. We carefully weighed your previous dealings with the railroad people. I'm just sorry we haven't known you as long as we have, Lucas.
That's all right, John. I understand. I'm sorry, Dave.
There's nothing to be sorry about. You should be happy that the townsfolk have so much faith in you.
Thanks.
We're all with you, Lucas. Here, you'll need these surveys when you get to Yuma. Take good care of them, huh?
I will. Let's see.
Paul?
Huh?
When we get that railroad spur here in Northport, that'll mean that you'll ship your cattle by train, won't it?
Yes, why?
Then I can go with you. I haven't been on a train since I was a kid.
That's a long time ago, isn't it? You probably can't remember that far back. You know, son, we don't have this spur yet. I'm going to have to do an awful lot of selling to bring it here. And if I do, it'll still take a long time to build.
Lucas, how about some coffee to celebrate?
Fine.
And some sarsaparilla for Mark.
Oh, boy!
How call?
Three aces and a pair for it.
This just isn't your day, Dave.
Can't change the spots on them if they aren't there.
Same game, gentlemen.
Where do you plan to buy your livestock, Dave?
Well, I saw some good stock down in Texas I could have for a price. As soon as I close the deal on my ranch, I'll have them shipped in.
Trimble. I just got off the stage from Santa Fe.
I'm Micah Torrance. This is our banker, John Hamilton. What can we do for you, Mr. Trimble?
Well, gentlemen, a few weeks ago, I was sitting in the hotel at Santa Fe when Wade Joyner was shot.
Oh, one thing about outlaws shooting each other, it saves our marshals a lot of work.
Well, Joyner was practically gunned in my lap. He paid me to take his last will and testament. This is it.
Most guns don't have time to leave a will.
Well, Joyner left $500. Now, I have to be sure that it's delivered to the rightful heir.
You mean he left money to someone here in North Fork?
All $500. And I had some trouble locating the man mentioned here in the will. It's a man named Lucas McCain.
Lucas McCain?
Let me see that.
Well, now, gentlemen, I am a stickler for detail. There were four witnesses who heard every word that Joyner said. They're all reputable citizens. Their signatures are right there. Of course, you may check the document if you care to, but I assure you it's bona fide through and through.
Little guy in the other room really dropped some news just now.
Like what, Phil?
Wade Joyner left Lucas McCain $500.
Wade Joyner, the train robber?
Same guy.
Lucas McCain? Why would he leave him money?
Are you sure?
Absolutely. The will's plastered with signatures.
Lucas McCain.
Just shows you can never tell about people.
I hope this news doesn't get back to Yuma.
What do you mean?
Wade Joyner held up a lot of trains in his time.
Yeah, that's right. That's not going to help Lucas to sell the rail spur.
That's for sure.
Deal me out. I'm going to talk to Hamilton and Micah.
Hey, you think you should?
Well, I sure do. I got a lot of cattle. I'm not sure Lucas is the man to send to Yuma now.
I'm still showing three tens, Dave.
Full house.
Looks like your luck is changing.
Seems so.
Wade Joyner must have known you. It don't make sense, a man leaving money to somebody he don't know.
Look, if we knew each other, Mark, don't you think I'd remember him?
Well, then why'd he leave you all his money?
That's what we're in town for, to find out.
Well, one thing, Paul. You're always saying how we're short on cash. I guess we can sure use $500.
Mark, money's nothing but paper and green ink. The thing that gives it value is how it's earned. Now, an outlaw's money is never earned. It's not the kind we want.
Want me to go get Micah?
Yes, son, you do that. I'll be over at Mr. Hamilton's.
Drink up, McCain.
No, thanks.
In memory of our old pal, Wade.
Take your bottle.
Any man good enough to ride with Wade Joyner is good enough to drink with me. What's the matter? You're too good to drink our whiskey?
There's your bottle.
Should have done that, McCain.
Thanks, Dave.
Always a pleasure to employ the manly art of self-defense on behalf of a friend.
You all right, Paul?
Sure, son, I'm fine.
Now, you and Hank clear out or I'll lock you both up.
Looks like your storm's coming on, Paul.
It looks like a big one.
What was the fight all about, Lucas?
Well, they figured any friend of Joyner's was a friend of theirs. Dave gave me a hand.
Mark tells me you don't even remember meeting Joyner.
That's right, Micah.
I saw the will, Lucas. There's no question about it being authentic. You must have known Joyner someplace.
Well, that's what everybody says. But there's just one person who doesn't agree. Me. Hello, John.
Lucas.
What's this all about?
Well, we were hoping you could tell us, Lucas.
I gather you're Lucas McCain.
Right.
The name's Trimble. I'm giving you due and legal notice of your inheritance. You may read all about it in this copy. That finishes my business. Good day, gentlemen.
Hold on, Mr. Trimble. I don't know any Wade Joyner.
Neither did I, Mr. McCain. I just happened to be unlucky enough to be there when he died.
Well, it could be a mistake. Maybe there's another Lucas McCain.
Is your name Mark, son?
Yes, sir.
It's all there, Mr. McCain. Joyner mentioned you had a boy, Mark. There's no mistake. Now, I'll see that the money is sent to you by a separate packet. Once again, gentlemen, good day.
Well, we believe you, Lucas. We're your friends, but those Eastern Railroad men who don't know you from Adam, well, men like that believe what's in black and white.
What are you trying to say to me?
Well, I talked to Micah, and he discussed it with John, and I took a vote from some of the others, and...
Well, go on.
Well, maybe we ought to send somebody else to Yuma.
You mean because a man I don't know left me some money I don't want? Suddenly I'm a different person?
Now, hold on, Lucas. They're thinking with their pocketbooks. You can't blame them for that.
These railroad men will think you rode with Wade Joyner, his leaving you money.
Rode with Wade Joyner? I never laid eyes on him.
Now, business is business, Lucas. There's nothing personal.
Nothing personal? It's my reputation and my boys.
Lucas. It might be easier for someone else to talk to them, that's all.
Come on, Mark. Let's leave these decent folks to their important business.
Well, John, he's the logical one to go now.
I suppose you're right. Oh, no, I'd feel like a Judas taking over. You're not betraying anyone, Dave.
You're helping North Fork.
I guess I can't say no to that.
You'll do fine, Dave.
Lucas and Wade Joyner, I still find it hard to believe.
Lucas is an honorable man, John. What we're doing isn't right, but I just don't know any other way.
Better get to bed, Mark.
And why have to get to bed so soon, Paul?
Look, if the trail hadn't washed out, you'd be home in your own bed and fast asleep by now. This is no holiday, son. You can hardly keep your eyes open.
Why does the rain always sound so good?
Maybe it's because you're so warm under those covers.
Joyner said he knew me, but I don't remember him.
Well, maybe it was a long time ago, but you were too little to remember.
Well, you were never too little to remember.
No, that's right, son. Maybe I'm fighting this thing too hard. Instead of saying it never happened, I might be better off trying to figure out when it did.
Well, you'll remember, Paul.
Well, it could have been a long time ago. Could have been using another name. Fella comes in, says his name is Smith, maybe Brown, or maybe... Could it really be most then?
My room's just across the hall. I'd like to talk with you a bit, Lucas.
I don't know what good talking's gonna do.
You know, fate has a way of stepping in and changing things, but it shouldn't change friendship. I didn't ask to go to Yuma, but I can hardly back out now. I'd hoped that North Fork would have been 100% behind me in this, and you're an important part of North Fork. You've got my support, Dave. Thanks. Oh, I'll need those survey maps.
Well, they're out at the ranch. You can get them anytime.
know, a few years back, I was in Jackson Hole on a night like this. Rain? Rained enough Noah could have launched his ark. Then, next morning, it was clear as a bell.
I used to live near desert flats. We'd wait 3 years for rain like this.
I remember once right after my wife died, the biggest rain you ever saw. Mark had a cold. It wasn't much, but you know how it is. Me being alone with the boy for the first time, I was worried.
Yeah, it's tough being alone at a time like that.
No, I wasn't really. Fella come along, half drowned, needed a night's rest. But he didn't get much. I'm not a talking man, Dave. But that night, sitting up with Mark, I really bent his ear. Like I'm bending yours now. I told that stranger almost everything about us. Someday I had plans for settling in these parts. Kind of a ranch I wanted. My hopes for the boy. How a good part of a man's dream depends on hard cash.
Hard cash.
What? He talked about how he never had any dreams of his own beyond tomorrow. How he liked to listen to mine.
I don't follow you.
He said someday I'd get the cash. Dave, Wade Joyner meant what he said.
Oh. It's an awful storm.
Well, you go to sleep now, Mark. I think everything's going to be all right. Night, Lucas. Good night, Dave.
John, if Lucas could back up that story of his with some proof, I still feel the right thing to do is send him to Yuma.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
Since I'll be leaving in the morning to talk to the railroad people, I thought we'd better discuss the final details.
What I said just now about Lucas, I mean, we all believe his story, but if we could afford to send him instead of you, that'd be the best way to let him know we back him up.
You both know my position. I wish we could afford to send him.
Good day, gentlemen. I just thought I'd stop by and introduce myself. Name is Samuel Britton.
I'm John Hamilton.
How do you do? I'm staying overnight to catch the stage to Yuma tomorrow morning. I'm Center City's representative.
Micah Torrance and our representative, Dave Stafford. How do you do?
Well, this is indeed a pleasure. I thought I was to share the stage to Yuma with Mr. McCain. Oh, do you mean this inheritance?
Mr. Britton, we here in Norfolk feel that the location of the spur should be settled on its own merits without complicating side issues. In short, may the better town win.
Well, I'm sure it will. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, here are the survey maps, Dave. They're all in order.
Thanks. Oh, this may not be any consolation to you, but I got a sample in town just now about what you'd have been up against in Yuma.
How's that?
A fellow named Britton, Center City's representative. He had his hooks out for you, just waiting to get at you. Knew all about your inheritance. And I don't suppose he'd have spared those railroad people any of the details. Now, you'd have been fighting two battles in Yuma, Lucas.
Well, I'm glad you're going, Dave.
Noon. You're supposed to be in school.
Well, I stopped by Hattie's at lunchtime to get the mail. This game for you. It's got to be the money.
Well, so you're playing hooky?
Well, I never seen $500 before.
Yeah, you're not going to see it now either. Back to school, boy.
Oh, but Pa.
Getting education in your head is more important.
Well, just one quick look.
All right, just a quick look.
Wow!
Now, you've had your look. Mark just brought me Wade Joyner's money. This was inside. Listen, we only met that one night in the storm, but I never met anyone before or since that made more sense. Here's some cash for your dream. Signed, Wade Joyner. Surprised, Dave?
Yes, it's wonderful news, Lucas.
Well, a lot of people will be surprised when they read this. I better tell Mike and Hamilton and the rest of the council. Now, wait till I see that Mr. Britton you mentioned.
Isn't it a little late to make any changes?
No, it's not too late. The stage doesn't leave till tomorrow. Come on, let's ride into town.
Wait a minute, Lucas. What I mean is, let's think about this. Actually, who is the best one to go to Yuma? You or me?
Now, wait a minute, Dave. You seem mighty anxious about this.
I didn't mean that. I was merely thinking about what would be best for Norfolk.
Let's let Norfolk decide that. I wouldn't do that if I were you, Dave. I've got enough firepower here to cut you in half.
One thing about me, Lucas, I'm a reasonable man. Railroad is a lot of money to a man like Britton.
Britton, huh?
You talk too much, Dave. If you were going to shoot me, you should have done it as soon as I read you that letter. That's my weakness, Lucas. I'm better at using conversation as a weapon than a gun.
Morning, Mr. Britton. All set for your trip?
I had a good night's sleep. Thank you, Marshal.
That's fine. I'm sure you're going to need it.
McCain's the name. Step right in, Mr. Britton.
Are you going to Yuma, Mr. McCain?
That's just where I'm going, Mr. Britton.
Mr. Stafford couldn't make it. He had a previous engagement.
I'm sure Mr. Stafford's activities are of no interest to me.
We're all sure of that, Mr. Britton.
Bye, Paul.
Bye, son. Don't forget to do what Micah tells you.
Have a good trip, Lucas.
I'm going to join just fine, Micah. Just fine.